WFSU is part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The initiative is designed to address the high school dropout crisis with a focus on building the knowledge, understanding, and resources required to improve graduation rates in our community.
My name is Beverly Gavin. I have a son, Carrington Gavin. He's a junior at Amos P. Gabby High School. He's 17 years old. My biggest concern is him making the right decisions. Carrington's father deceased, and so a single parent. I have a daughter as well, but sons are a little different. He's a very good kid, raised very well. It's just with all the different influences out in the world. I just want to make sure that he gets a good education. He already knows college is not a choice, it's a demand. You will go to college, and I just want to make sure that he's prepared to do that. Distinguished young gentleman, when once upon hearing about the program, was like a breath of fresh air, in a sense, because I felt like it was an organization that would raise up young men, and I felt like they had the type of program that would raise him up, or, as he said before, a father figure. Their campaign right now, the sagging pants, you know, and they're standing up to show the young men that this culture is not going to get you anywhere. It's hard for a parent to really get them to see this. And so with DYG, Distinguished Young Gentlemen, I feel that I have somebody on my side. Some things are just morals, standards that you have to live by. I just don't want him to be driven by things that look good that can lead to destruction. That's why I'm very, very comfortable with Distinguished Young Gentlemen, because it's just a positive image for young men.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.